one of the children. He's got that wise. They've gotten wise. I say it's awful when people can see goodness and say, John, my son, that doesn't relieve my burden tonight because I haven't got the commitment yet on Billy and Bruce, so I'm not relieved at all. Some people be relieved. Government said they'll take my child under no circumstance. Ordinary leader, I guess that would make him satisfied. But I have not yet, although I'm not worried about it, I have not gotten a formal commitment on Billy and Bruce. Those of you who love America, you can understand the travesty of justice that's going on. Bruce has been way so long married. Billy was married. The reason I think you can take reasonable encouragement from Billy is that Diana waived the law. Otherwise, Billy would be in serious trouble. They waived the law through the Supreme Court justice. Allowed him to get married before legal age, which makes him an adult. He will be an adult on the 25th of December. They were given the writ of habeas corpus to me, an order to deliver his body and his brother's body, which I can't understand in the name of Christ, how America can even look the world in the face and talk about justice when it allows them. And allows the court to be a clown and do such a kangaroo job as delivering two adults to two insidious parents, obviously paid off by the conspiracy. Money involved. Well, they said as much money is involved over the old radio. The mother kept talking about money to the boys. What was I saying? The idea that a court could deliver in the United States. And that's why some silly people here at 150 talking about going back, you have no trouble, you have no trouble. You have no trouble. And you already have charges of grand theft against him, you have no trouble. These two boys haven't done a damn thing to be abused. And a free, supposed to be free human beings, right to do what they want to do with their life, and a marriage. And the goddamn court in the United States dictatorship that really is there underneath the surface all the time. They just act like there's some freedom to walk up and down the street to booze up or to get the money to spend on a theater or get them drunk or something like that. So that's supposed to be freedom. When it comes to the courts, there's no freedom. Now, how a court could possibly come up with any rationale that would deliver those two boys and make them actually slaves of their parents. Conservatives. Their parents conservatives over their bodies. However, what they do there in the United States has no jurisdiction here. No jurisdiction. Best they can do is make a criminal out of me, which I don't give a shit. So that I will not be able to go back there. And that's undoubtedly what they certainly want to be sure of. But I'll never be able to go back there. Make me a criminal because I don't answer the make me in contempt or something, charging contempt. You know, it's just no big thing. I'm not worried about whatever they charge me with, whatever kind of criminal procedure would involve me. So I'm certainly not worried about contempt to court. But the real thing is that King Stone and all these people, Mazer, as far as they knew, I had not yet got any assurance from this government that John would be safe if the two of them joined on. So King Stone has joined with them, full well expecting me to be murdered, to be killed. Here's a man who can ask me to don't tell me what he's done to me. It pains me with the human condition. That's what pains me. I have to have a short memory, or I wouldn't be able to survive. But please, if the man could ask me to do things for him to save his face, with his wife and get me in this mess, and then he's going up and down Santa Rosa streets dressed in women's clothes, as some of our board knows. And I have to do something else to try to get him out of transvestism into what you might call more acceptable behavior, but just enough to cause me vomitous. The thought of screwing him or her would be enough to cause me... I don't even think about it. The only way I can live is not think about it. So all that shit that he knew, and I told him years ago, told her what I did for him. Not like I was expecting anything. I just wanted him to be, I wanted to be honest with him. I said, you owe something to the people. I said, you got a debt to the people. That's true. But here we go. So he went in difficulty one time. He could have been in trouble. Real serious trouble. I took care of that real situation. Because his image and his prestige is so important. That's, of course, how they got to him. They're using him right now. Let him get his name in the paper. They're using him. Till the day comes, anybody ought to know. Tim Stone ought to have his right mind to know that nobody can trust him. He was in the organization too long. And they're making a big deal. He's got to make a big option. He's got to get me dead. Because as far as he knows, that's what he achieved with this. Because when that court order comes from both the husband and wife, and they're both lying just like the prisoner did, only one told truth is her king, that it was my child. They both say it's her child. Anybody can look at him and tell whose child is. Of course, the whole board knows that they never had any relationship at all, because she was turned off with him so badly, she had nothing to do with him, period. Which started from a series of situations, I guess, him trying to screw her in the ass, if you want to be very blank and frank. So they have no relationship during the entire 9 months. It's a little hard to get pregnant if you don't have a relationship. Had any relationship for a long time before that. And obviously I got nothing to gain by saying, I put my whole reputation with unknown numbers of people and some of my own followers for a trial. That's how much character Jim Jones has. And I don't think some of you can ever really appreciate it nor comprehend it. And what worries me more is attendance. Because I put myself as mud for one trial. Whether you see that child put back to a woman who I know is devouring, disgusting, sickening, most disgusting, I can't describe her disgusting thing. What she tried to do with the child was to use that child as me when I said it's over with, when she said, I'm going to marry her. I must marry her, or something like that. And I said, I wouldn't, what about mother? I was trying to be kind to the woman. I said, no. Well, your mother would have done so for the sake of the cause. I said, no. You're not going to be the mother of this church. No. So, next day she got that fella from Oakley Flats, that honky. One day, tried painting him in front of my face. Well, really did I care about that. I was glad to be free of it. Only problem I got is just some guilt that wondering, should I have married her? You know, what would have been better for the cause? Should I have married her? I always have to live with that. But the only reason I didn't marry her was for the sake of my wife, because hell, I might as well have been a little bit more hell. I'm in hell clear up to my neck. When you love people like I love people, you're always in trouble clear up to your neck. If you can't take trouble and you don't love principle, you can't relate to principle. Oh, good, I really have is that. Then I bounce around thinking, well, I'm sure glad the mother didn't have to go through that humiliation. But all of a sudden, a fucking mess, because I love mother so much that I didn't put her through that mess. You're in a fucking mess. I mean, back there, that mess had all been resolved if she had married the bitch. goddamn bitch. Mother, no count, goddamn dirty ass, scaly people. I guess I believe it's the only one way the revolution is out of the fucking barrel of a gun. You people talk about me being nice, but every time I get nice, people fuck all over this place. Please. You know, okay, he's scared of his shadow. Coward, get up there. He knows something. Count on my mercy, too. Count on the fact I got 300 people there. He would no more get on in front of a newspaper. He's so scared I get these code names messed up because you got to talk to protect people's lives on the radio. Okay, Chris Lewis. He's so scared of Chris Lewis. He pissed in his nose before he did any newspaper. There's one thing he's counting on. He pissed me how to count. It's what's the most disgusting thing about the human race. They've taken the end justifies the means, been away with all the beautiful communism that I stand for, and I rarely ever use the end justifies the means, because if I have ever helped somebody through a diversion, yes, son, to reach a communist goal, just like Grace, I told her. Or like Tim Stone, I told her, I can't stand men. You make me vomit, you pukey-ass white son of a bitch. I didn't tell you just that bad. But sometime or another, I'll vomit out how I feel about you. If you wonder how I feel, you just keep pooping, I'll tell you. Because I've been put through hell. I've been nailed to 80 crosses. Don't talk to me about no fucking Jesus. I don't want to hear his goddamn miserable, no good fucking name. Because that's easy to die on a fucking cross. I'm not touched by it. Don't even leave me. Shit, I'd gladly go on a cross for any of you tonight. That's easy shit. Now, the cross of fucking with people you don't like to fuck with. And going through the miserable hell. That's why Mom Taylor wants her name changed. And it's going to be Mom Dean. Because she had to fuck to save her old man out of trouble. So she wants to get rid of the goddamn name. She's got a right to have a name. Yeah, some of our people know, only black people and me, that has to be the Negroized leader. Goddamn, you know what it is that the fuck with something you hate, goddamn it. That's terrible. When you go through all this shit, and he wept there, I can see him. I can't get over people. I can't get over it. I wouldn't sell out a piss hand to save my life, because I'm a hero. Because I'd think the piss hand had a right to exist. And maybe that's a slight exaggeration, but I wouldn't sell out a good dog. They come to me and want a dog of me, I'd say, take me. Piss on it. Dogs haven't ruined the human race. Haven't ruined the planet. I don't know about people. I can't say it. They look like they poison everything they touch. But if they come for me and you weren't here, I'm talking about it. If it was just me left in the goddamn world that come for me and a good dog, I'd say, take me. The fucking dogs, I've never seen them do the shit that people do. Shit yourself. Shit, the only reason I talk about it because I try to get you to know me, and I think it's a losing battle in many cases. But you sure as hell can't get anybody to know you unless you talk. And it ain't pleasant, and I hope you know it's painful for me to talk about this shit, because I want full feel of this shit. Yes, son, it's okay, honey. It's all right. All right. What was I talking about? Now, this man, when he left here, I said, don't you go. I said, you're going to get in trouble. I'll go back there and I'll help you. I'll be able to get you out of this difficulty because the courts are still working. Then he goes back and gets his own ass in trouble. And I knew. I said, you get your ass in trouble and I know what you do, Tim Stone. I told him what he'd do. I said, you think of Tim Stone. You don't think of the people, you think of Tim Stone. Right. Right. He said, oh, I'll never do that, Father. I've seen people betray you and tears roll down his cheek. He said, I would cut my throat before I saw them take John away from you. Now the motherfucker goes back and cooperates with them to do the very act. Knowing, as far as he knows, that this government is hasn't given me any assurance, so that court order, when it comes here, will be honored, and that means that he knows what the pact I made, the whole fucking world knows, because I heard it on the radio. Well, listen to me, because he said he gave us a message to give us his child by Tuesday, or so. He said, I know you'll be talking on the radio, because they listen. The radio gets quiet as they listen to it. He said, I know you'll be on radio at such and such a time. And of course, I told him, when they told me to give the boy my Tuesday, I said, ha, ha, ha. I said, I have a message for Timothy Oldstone. Tell him to go to hell. Peace. And he knew I wasn't going to deliver that child. What he has made a bond with these fuckers is to try to get me in a corner, because they don't know some secret arrangements we have, which you don't know either. If you're talking to anybody outside, you will deny the damn word of it. They don't talk about that on the radio, because they ask us to keep it utterly, utterly private. Far as they know, that court order there, which is customary in international law, will be honored here, and so they'll be coming out here after me. And they know what I did the last time when it was me and the other children were involved. They knew exactly what I did. And that fucker knows what I'll do. Because he told his attorney, which was interesting yesterday, he said, Jim Jones is what was the word? What did he say? He said, very, 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 very strong. Make up his mind he don't move or something like that. He don't move for nobody. It makes a difference what it cost him. It doesn't make exactly a difference, but it is when you hear the word. So he knows it. In other words, he was a Judas laying there right out to be killed, as far as he knows. What do you make of a person like that? Think they don't die. Maybe they think they're immortal. Life is short, few days, one old gentleman said, and dirtiest, most cussing, profane, vulgar man in the Bible, he said that life is a few days and full of trouble. Everybody dies, except around Jim Jones, they live longer. The only one that ever has had any power there, they sure wasn't aware for us back then, Jesus' time. I heard them out talking about Jesus. Sat me on a fucking guy. You people can't get that out of your brain. You can't get out of your brain. Your brain's warped with it. So Father raised up just like Jesus. Jesus didn't raise up. Jesus didn't even exist. History of the Jesus son, he didn't even exist. It is an absolute lie. There was no fucking Jesus. I don't care what you want to believe. I'm talking about scholars who have studied the whole goddamn histories of the Semitic people that can't even find no motherfucker called Jesus. See how quiet this place gets? What was I saying? No. That's a good point to make, though. No, I was saying what Tim Stone said just yesterday, that I was a man that would not be moved. Yeah, that's a good idea, Charlie. I've been goddamn tempted. But the reason, you know why he knows I ain't going to send no money, man, the many friends I've got, that I've gotten out of jail, and the fella I healed in the mafia. You know why he knows I ain't going to send them people? You know, fucker's got me calculated. You know why he knows it? Because when I wonder what the fuck he's thinking about what's going to happen when I get all my people over here. The fucker, you see, that's what really amazes me. And maybe he wants to commit suicide and wants me to help him. I don't know what the fuck he is doing, because he ought to know one day when the last of the Mohicans have come. Peace. I can tell you what he's counting on. He's counting on having me dead before they get that done. That's what makes him a dirty pit. Little does he know that that ain't going to happen. Little does he know that the government ain't going to come marching out here and take away anybody. And that's where his Waterloo is kind of messed up. I believe he's going to have a baby through his asshole when he figures that out. That's going to be the sorrowful day for Tim Stone when he wakes up to the fact that ain't nothing going to happen. Well, the dead, he ain't going to get by. I mean, they were putting the through this government over. And the government said, I'll tell you what the Prime Minister said to Selina Luckhu, and it was said again today, exact word by the Foreign Minister, you people and Jim Jones are considered now by the entire cabinet as a necessity to the future of Guyana. Now that's as strong as you can make it, honey. Peace. And I got no reason to believe why they bullshit us with that and come marching in the court. They know we're a bunch of crazy ass niggas. And one of them was teehee and saying, we know you folks just wouldn't have a picnic if somebody come up there and start trouble. So you know they ain't going to try to kid us and get us off our guard, because I have written the goddamnest letters. Nobody on earth would write the kind of letters I've written to this Prime Minister. I've called him everything but a motherfucker till we got an understanding. I've called Dr. Reed and all of them. I said, I don't believe in nobody but me. And I'll believe in you when you produce. Some of these goddamn letters you wouldn't believe. You'd have to see them. You'd have had apoplexy and died of a stroke if you'd have seen the kind of letters I was writing to the heads of state. Say, oh, they may haven't read them. Oh, shit, honey, that's 6 weeks, 7, 8 weeks ago. So don't worry, they've all read them. In fact, I think they like me better because I write those kind of letters. Probably nobody will tell that kind of shit to them. Every time I discuss one of them fuckers, I pin them right there. I tell them who they ought to fire. I tell them every prick I see that I think they got a prick under their nose. I don't give a shit if it's one of their cabinet. I say, he's a prick. I write them a letter and say, you got a prick working for you. That may be your business, and I'm not going to try to figure out why the prick's working for you, but I want you to know he's a prick. And Karen over there, she's had to type over and she knows. It must be a healthier feeling, you know, when you don't worry about dying. And honey, that's the least of my worries, is dying. And that fucking Tim Stone ought to know that if this government was overthrown by the CIA and there was everybody killed but eight of us, there's 300 back there. Mother said on the radio tonight she had to hold somebody down from going getting him, a black woman. Anybody got an idea about that prick? Because I like to calculate pricks, because that's our responsibility to calculate pricks. Anybody want to calculate that prick? Yes. Go take a leak. Anybody want to calculate the prick? I mean, anybody want to try to figure out what makes a prick like that prick? What the hell he's, what's in here? What kind of screws he got on him that's more important than his fucking life? If he's counting on my mercy, he knows that Chris Lewis will kill him at the snap of my finger. Any other goddamn fool ought to know. There's a whole lot of folk all I'd have to say. So what's that prick thinking about? Now I know he ain't afraid. He hadn't suddenly got Jesus in his eyes. Although I wouldn't doubt that. To make himself clean. He's Mr. Clean. He always was Mr. Clean. Always was leery of his Mr. Cleanness. He looked too Mr. Straight. And I remember what he was when he came into the church. He was a conservative, and he believed in the virgin birth of Jesus. He believed in the blood shed on the cross for your sins. I interviewed him and gave him his job. In fact, if I hadn't been for him, he wouldn't have got the goddamn job, because the people interviewing him thought he was a nut. And I saw some potential in him, because I see potential in shit. I believe I would. If I got one fault, it's too much idealism. And I got more than one. But one thing I got that nobody got, that I've ever seen, is loyalty to the last one of you. to. Don't you, you lazy, some of you folks don't want to stand up for me. It's your chance to shift. No leader in the world like Jim Jones.
I really don't know. I think he just slipped, and I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably the dangerous part.
I'm sure he feels his inadequacy must just overwhelm him, and he must have tried somehow to climb out of his inadequacy by maybe overcoming the one that makes him feel so inadequate. I don't know.
That's an interesting point. And maybe that climbing out of his inadequacy is more important than breathing in. Interesting point. That's why the mind is so challenging. Yes, Teddy?
Because you don't have you don't have 238, and the law won't let you use them in your car. Did you understand the way I passed over that twice? Basically, all it was an elitist. Because you couldn't say certain things to Tim Stone. If you could say to the other attorney, he wouldn't know what. Tim Stone sleep behind a desk? Yeah. Other attorneys here, they'd sleep behind a desk. Tim Stone? Yeah. I never saw him sleep behind no desk.
But what do you do when you got somebody working your district attorney and you love your people?
So, well, you got power, drop them dead. Well, you don't count on that kind of power, because I'm the only one that ever had that kind of power, and so you're not going to be trying to predict something that nobody else got but you. You work like there's nothing else working but natural law. What would you have done with him if you'd had him in your organization?
No, if I'd have shot him, you all wouldn't be here today.
If I shoot him tonight, there's a chance you wouldn't be here in peace, because that'd be a heavy burden to put on this government.
Well, there'd be a hell of a headline. But there's much more reason than that. I think this government would give us more strength than a lot of you recognize here. Some of this government recognize that the goddamn jig's up to them as well as us if we don't stick together. They've learned to stick together, some of them better than you have.
No, the big reason is what would happen to 300 and some of our people back there. That fucker, what you better meditate is you don't even get run over by a goddamn car by an accident. Because if he does, we'll be accused of it. I'm trying not to meditate on the prick. Some of you don't like to use your brain. Come on, folks. You got to use your brain once in a while. Kid. If I have to call you out now, am I going to have to call you all out? Everybody wants to volunteer. And some of you never say a goddamn word. To God, both of them. I see it. I watched them. John can tell you memories of being locked in a garage by her, and locked in a garage, and he tells the same story over. So I know when children imagine when they know what's real, and then humping going on. He described the humping going on and carrying on, and then the fusses and so forth in the room adjacent, and when she I wouldn't yield to her white male to marry her, and she went with that way that prick is. Committee. And then I know what Stone kept. He had an attraction to me, screwing him. So he kept calling. Said, "I see so much of you in him." That fucker, that kid. Mm-mm. No sir. Anybody had any decency didn't have to let him get a chance to do that. Mm-mm. What's my life? God damn it! What's my life? Of course, I put it up against 800. That's why I took the vote with you. I don't think I got a right to make a sacrifice at 800. I wouldn't. No. But I do think that I've given enough of my life to everybody now. It's got the point now that if you can't run it, and I give you everything that I got saved for you to run it, I do have a right to go with my own and die. I'm tempted. I mean, I'm just about that tempted. Of course, our immediate battle is not him anyway, so we've been given a governmental assurance. Our battle on the front lines, if there's going to be one, will be over Billy and Bruce. And my commitment's firm. What I do for one, I do for all. You know, there's no difference. So because our commitment is, I deliver their bodies by 20th of November, and then they start some shit down here. I don't give a fuck what they start, but I'm not really worried about it, because I think it's ridiculous. I don't believe this government, in the wildest imagination, is short of an overthrow, would ever uphold that kind of an order. Isn't that reasonable, Sagan? Yeah. Yeah, so you were saying over there, I kind of cut you short, Ron. You said you got caught up in the shit. Now, what do you think? Do you think Mother Tug, just exactly like it is, she had to hold a black woman down from going after him? It took a whole council to hold him down. Now, what that pippy bit, son of a bitch, is he so narcissistic that he can't, they believe he's going to live on forever? Maybe the bullets don't go through him, or knives can't touch him? Or is he like the fellow that fucks with the black widow? One fuck and she kills him. I don't think, last time I knew, he didn't get that much out of a fuck from women. So I doubt very much if that's it. Boy, see, it's hard when the figure flip over here is more the answer. Flip. I don't believe in the insanity normally, but I guess there are some rare exceptions. Got any more to add to it before I pass over you? Got it refined. So I'm listening to you, mortals, as it were, tell me, in that sense, I don't mean to say it, I'm just using a term that you'd understand because we're coming out of a religious background, some of you. I don't know how to relate to this shit. If I'd hurt one of you, I couldn't live with myself. I hurt a dog, I can't live with myself. And some of you being bored by this conversation, you worry me. Because someday you're going to trip up all these lines that Ron's talking about. And when I lose my cool, ooh, shit. There's going to be 800 that won't know. Some of them are cowards. They won't do nothing. But there's dozens in here that you're going to wish you were never born. Please. We need some there. They're going to work tonight at the communists, all of them. They're all pricks. I've seen one character here, and out of him, they pulled the rest of the character together in this country. It's Dr. Reed. Always, every time I hear praise, well, Dr. Reed is the one that convinced me. Dr. Reed. A goddamn attorney once. 30,000 miserable fucking bucks. He ain't done 30 cents worth of work. Well, that's not quite correct, but Jesus Christ. Son of a bitch. Got to pay him more money, already, $30,000. So he's going to defend the brute Billy and Bruce in the court. That's the first fucking time you'll be in the court. Prick. I'd like to take his toupee and stick it up his ass. $30,000 miserable goddamn dollars. They know it, and he's a communist. He calls himself a communist. Street fighter in the courtroom. Fuck him and all of his, the ilk like him. I believe in me. And I love you, and I'm committed to you as long as you want to exist. And then some of you don't know what the fuck you're saying when you want to cease to exist, because it ain't that easy. If you understand what I'm talking about. You just can't stop somebody. I want to commit suicide, but honey, it ain't that easy. There's a maniac running this fucking universe. You come back here just sure as hell. So ride through the storm. And there wasn't. There's principle. I'm talking to religious people. There's principle. You don't. You why in the hell are everybody gonna commit suicide? You give me a total suicide plan, honey, and I'll buy it today. How you gonna take care of every child, every mama, every granddad, every day, everyone, and be sure everybody goes? And you don't leave somebody suffering behind. You give me a foolproof plan, baby, and I'm in the market line for it. You can't give me no proof like that. And then there's some of these eerie things that happen. I don't give a shit if I come back 89 times. Fuck them. I'd fucking say, do it again. I don't give a shit. But there is a weird kind of shit I've seen that proves to me that we don't stop when you follow within, croak like a chicken. You don't stop. You keep on going someplace else. And all of you don't like me because I won't use your religious shit, but I won't use it. At least I may have to work with it, but I ain't going to use all that language. One of the sisters said, I heard one of the sisters, she didn't know I was an adult, but they say it's so hard to get used to God walking around in shorts. And that's why I walk around him. Fuckers don't fit me, but I'm going to keep walking around him, honey. Say, it's hard to get used to God walking with his dick hanging out, because that would be trouble. I first knew them before they got used to me. And it's dangerous to get used to me, because then they don't believe me for the kind of power that I have, which I don't know what the fuck it is, but I can go over to somebody paralyzed. I don't know what the hell and why in the hell and all natural reason telling me it can't be done, and tell Walter Williams, you're all right. Move your leg, move your arm when you're paralyzed, move it. I don't know what the fuck makes me do that. I don't know what the fuck makes me in a crazy goddamn universe run by maniacs. When Steve Addison laying down, he said his tongue, as the flies even sitting on his tongue, he doesn't recognize anything, can't hear anything, can't talk, and he's paralyzed, been paralyzed for hours. I say, okay. But some of you had people so weird about me that their children used to come around and look to see if I had a dick. They were not interested in me at all, but you had them so weird about me being God, they wanted to really see if I piss like other people piss. They don't do it anymore because they know I piss. If you watch my cottage, you know I piss. And I can bet you some religious person here give me a reason for why I piss now. Why do I piss? Why does the Lord thy God piss in the morning? In spite of the goddamn sick crazy hell. Oh shit, I wish I could hate like ordinary people hate. I always wonder what's the matter with them, what's the matter with them, what makes them do this. But you better hope that nothing trips my great compassion up. Because some of you people were in lots of trouble if that ever happened. So what do you mean, you don't hate Father? No, only momentarily. Only momentarily. Hate like a fury, then the rest of the time I'm feeling sorry or compassion or wondering what happened, what I could have done, what we might have done. Always taking the guilt when the fuckers ought to take some of it themselves, but I'm getting filled up. It's up to my eyebrows anyway and shift, I'm sure. Shift if you're tired. Shift. In between that are the metaphysicians. I'm not religious. I just believe in the occult. You didn't catch that because you couldn't catch it. If he caught it, he'd kill you. I got a job preaching in here. I mean, the only one thing I desire is somebody I get to a communist state where they do away with every fucking form of religion and drop every symbol and burn every fucking occult book and metaphysical book and astrological book and burn all that shit. And I got my ass over here where I still got to deal with it. It's better. At least you don't hear the church bells ringing out here. Peace. Oh, yeah, and you sure couldn't do that anyplace else. Usually, every day, you can go take a chip and wipe one of the pages of Acts or John or whatever you want to pick. You can pick Halakiah or Habakkuk or whatever. Ain't no place in the world you can pick a piece of. I hope the folk go out and tell us, because, you know, that's why I would tell, we want to tell them all, we wipe our ass every day with the Bible. Because the next fucker at least says, they're going to be able to do what they're with them. I said, what do you see? He's crazy, send him to the sink. Any crazy thing we do, let's talk about it, because that's been our salvation for 20 years in America. We made it for 20 years. Honey, we can survive another 15 years for the sake of our babies by that crazy shit. Baby, it's just too crazy for anybody to believe. Ain't nobody going to believe it. We wipe our ass in the Bible. Someplace in Cuba in the Soviet Union, but not here. Only a few leaders made laugh and chuckle. Who don't think you ought to wipe our ass on the Bible? Who is it don't think you ought to wipe our ass on the Bible, honey? Come on, tell on. Huh? Who don't? It's because you don't like me to wipe my ass on the Bible. Well, your name's been mentioned. Life always gets interesting at 11 o'clock when I'm talking about something.
Give me my blood! I said, don't anybody do it unless it does it reverently. And we sure did it reverently because reverently we sure cooked it up reverently. The last day when we is done fulfill that fucking book.
These conditions. You shall live ever in the unknown quantity. I will never remove you from the knowledge that you eat of his flesh. And you drink of his blood. Honey, you is rubbing too high. He can't be that high. Then it was long ago. Rub your ass, it's closer down there. This fucking place I'll take a movie of, at least we'd die laughing. Also, Father, we fulfilled his book with shit. He said, he said, what did he say? The blood of Jesus. I didn't bother nobody. Hell, I don't know why you're upset about this. That folk have bent over retching and rubbing their fucking bowels. Hell, he's all long gone out of your bowels, baby. You can find him somewhere in yonder shit house. And I dare what God hath tore up, let man put together. Oh, I'm sorry, that Bible verse was slightly different than that. Yes, who's next in line? Panicked and brainwashed, and it's very, very hard to realize the truth. But once you do, set the truth. Gives you a lot of responsibility, cause you to have to think. But in thinking, you become a very strong soldier. Yes, Mother Lord Parrish.
I can't assist.
If somebody wants to penetrate our perimeters and try to kill children, then I think that we have to think about 800 other sacred bodies as opposed to the one. And the doctor tells me, and I have no reason to question his accuracy, he's been a hell of a good doctor. He's lost none of his compassion. He has a novel idea. He says the human body is rich in protein and most. Watch out, fucker.
Is there anybody that wants to sacrifice himself for the Lord tonight?
You know very well I'd kill any goddamn person trying to use anybody in such a way, so you don't need to worry about nothing there. Our dogs are sacred, our cats are sacred, our chickens are sacred, our bodies are sacred, but I would sooner eat some humans I know by a long shot than some of the nice chickens I've met. Now that may sound strange, but that's the way it is. If I had a chance to eat Adolf Hitler, he was resurrected tonight. If I could get rid of an Adolf Hitler, would I eat him? Would you eat him? Yeah. Reverend Edward said, eat his ass up. Well, thinking people all of our lives instead of religious kooks, we have some of the answers to what we got. You understand what I mean? You always hear Hitler used religion. People say Hitler didn't believe in anything. He may not have believed anything, but he encouraged religion. He spread religion with all of his influence. State church, the Lutheran church, evangelical Lutheran church. He spread religion. He wanted to get rid of Jews. Why? Why did he get rid of Jews? Because they had killed Jesus Christ. He used religion to make murderers out of his people. If he'd got rid of religion long ago, he'd have been, I'm sure, more humane beings. Now someone may argue differently, and I'm open to argument. We ought to think we're going to get a half day off tomorrow, but the men must not go to the fields. They've got to go to the woods. They have to work the woods so that we'll be able to have half day off. But noon, everybody has half day. I can't afford it, but I want you to have it. Because of goddamn two-paid pricks that want some more money for doing nothing. One thing you better thank your lucky stars that you can walk with some of these people and say, hey, got some pricks here. You ain't got a prick here compared to the pricks outside of here. You better listen to me. Now, some of you don't like to look at that. You don't like to look up and listen to me on that score. You ain't got a prick here compared to some of the pricks outside. The best of the pricks out there, the worst of the pricks here, look better than the best of the pricks out there. I mean, they're pricks. First class. Right in the middle of a battle, when I poured my soul out about trying to take care of people's lives and worrying about how to do it and give them a long-range future, the attorney comes up and says, I hate to bother you, but I need some more money. Legalized blackmail. White male. Brainwashed, you know. We gotta unlearn that too. Well, the dog likes it. He's coming to church. He says, shit, father starts preaching on eating the flesh and drinking the bone. Look at that dog sitting on the front seat tonight. But Sister Edward's dog says, I'm getting on the front seat when father starts preaching the truth. Sitting there just as big as life. Anybody have a last passing remark? But the Cubans don't like to talk about neither do any of the Ronkies. They don't like to talk about Tanya. They don't like to talk. You don't hear much talk about Tanya. Great man fought revolutions and risked his life and was willing to die. And he let a piece of ass trap him in the Bolivian mountains. Give him a cigar that the CIA could see from a plane and fucked him over. And he lost a man that was one of the best guerrilla fighters that the world's ever known. Because he thought she loved him. We haven't come far enough to believe in love. Haven't come far enough to name the name communism, so we sure as fuck can't come far enough to call the name love. I listen to some of you young couples in love. I listen to you. I had a fucking fight with somebody to get out of baby. You know, I had to go set counsel to settle down. I hate you fucking love. Shit, I ain't missed nothing. Mm.